Doyle made a pitch for mandatory autism coverage at the Middleton home of Mike Crute and Lisa Hellenbrand. The couple is currently paying about $600 a week out of pocket to cover autism treatment for their 3-year-old son, Caden. That pays for 5 different therapists who come into their home a total of 19 hours a week. Crute says reducing that treatment isn't an option for them, since experts say this is a critical time in their son's development.
The research that we've seen suggests these kids go backwards. Their IQ decreases. There's a diminishment in skills unless they have this very intensive treatment.
The governor included a measure in his budget proposal that would have required insurers to cover autism, although legislative leaders from both parties agreed to pull it and debate the issue separately. Doyle thinks it should get wide support because it's something that could potentially affect anyone.
Anybody could have a child who is autistic, and the idea of insurance is that we all share that risk.
Republican Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch has yet to speak out one way or another on this idea. Spokesman Bob Delaporte says the speaker is glad it will get a full debate, but is always concerned about the cost of government mandates. Parents of autistic children have proven themselves an effective lobbying group in the past. The governor's first budget 4 years ago proposed cutting an autism education program, but under heavy pressure from families, the money was mostly restored. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.